Page 186. Main Ideas. Part 1.
In the past 5 years, computer gaming has exploded in popularity.
I love playing video games.
I play games every day. I've been waiting for this game for a really long time.
We spend more than $3 billion a year on gaming, more than we spend on film or music. And gaming has shed its nerdy image to become an essential part of youth culture. As a parent, I often wonder what effect it will have on my children. It's an immersive, interactive, cinematic experience, but is it too much for some people to handle? It's a fate 20-year-old Leo, not his real name, is trying to avoid.
You substitute the real world for this world. I mean, 2 years I've been playing 12 hours of the day online for 2 years, if you want to look at it that way. It was fun while you're playing, but then when you think about the derogatory effect it's having in your life, then and obviously you don't feel so good.
His university work is suffering. He's lost contact with his friends and damaged his relationship with his family.
I would never inflict this game on anyone. This game is just a disease. It's just horrible. It's very hard to explain properly. It's one of those things you really have to experience.
He's now decided to go cold turkey and stop playing the game. When Alison Dando's son, Chris, started refusing to go to school, she had no idea why.
Initially, we didn't connect it to the computer game playing at the start because it was just something that every boy did, and particularly a lot of the boys that we knew and friends of ours. Yeah, we had the internet. Yeah, both the children had computers in their bedroom, but there was nothing that particularly alarmed us.
It brought you into another world, like you could be what you wanted to be.
He was playing for up to 20 hours a day.
I remember there was one point where I think our actual internet just went down and I started sweating and I actually started shaking just because I couldn't play it.
Once I understood that this game was online, I was saying, right, okay, well, the answer to it is we cut off the internet. That's it. And the response was just an outpouring of violence. He just went berserk.
I put on a boot and I kicked a hole in my sister's door. I just smashed anything I could see.
It was really scary.
It got to the point where, you know, my dad almost had to pin me down on the ground.
That was the point where we started to really understand, from a parental point of view, gosh, this is dangerous. This is a dangerous tool in our house.